This is the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network. You look too good to me. Your beady
eyes that can cut me in two, and I just can't let you be. All right, it's a Friday here. Good to have you along for the conversation. My next guest is Congressman Mike Bishop. He's running for re-election here in the midterms in a pretty hotly contested race. Congressman, welcome back. Congressman, how are you today?
I'm great, and every time I start with the Motor City Madman, it makes it better.
You know, it's driving music. That's music to get a speeding ticket by, is what that is. I know,
because
you know,
right.
You know, push it down the hair, wind in your hair. I'm assuming you're in the state shaking hands and doing the things you need to do on the campaign trail right now.
Yes, I just returned last night. I was in Washington, D.C. to finish up some appropriation work and came in late last night.
So one of the things that you're working on, obviously we're down towards the election here and a lot of your time focused on what is a pretty tight race, from what I understand, but you still have some things you want to finish up in Washington. What are some of your priorities right now when you're on the Hill?
Well, we just finished up some appropriation work that directly impacts the 8th District, and that was our priority of this week. We finished the energy, the United States Army Corps of Engineers, and also our nation's water resource infrastructure bill. So we've been doing a lot of funding for veterans. So that's the priority right now. I've been working on my separate legislation as well, but we want to make sure that we meet our budget deadline that's coming up here at the end of the month and do our job there. So it's been all hands on deck, and we've been working on tax reform 2.0 as well.
Let me ask you before I want to get to tax. I want to get to the tax bill in a minute because we have a funding bill coming up. But I want to back up just a second here to the water concerns you just mentioned.
Sure.
Because one of the things that we're hearing here in Michigan, as you well know, this emerging health crisis. I don't know what else to call it with PFCs and PFOAs. You know, we've heard a lot about it from Rockford, Michigan, but now there's 200 or more areas of Michigan that have had an impact from these chemicals, be it Wurzbach Air Force Base, Camp Grayling, and the list goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big concern. What are your thoughts on this emerging issue?
Well, it's certainly something that is an important pressing issue. We in Michigan have a priority for water purity, and we want to do everything we can to help. So it is a priority, and anything that the federal government can do to drive resources down to the state government so that they can address this issue, we need to root out all of these locations where we have this problem and make sure we do everything we can to mitigate it, which is to ensure that we throw every resource we can at it and every expert we can at it to address it and resolve it.
Yeah, the concern being is that it's a national problem because the chemicals involved here, whether it's the firefighting foam at Air Force bases or it's Scotch Guard or Teflon, I mean, the list of culprits when it comes to chemicals is ubiquitous of things that you and I have used our entire lives, the military's used their entire lives. So a big concern, and I think you're right about that, and we certainly need to make it a priority.
Yes, this is a national issue, and we're going to see it more and more, and that's why the federal government has been working on it and why state governments are working directly with the federal governments to make sure that not only we have the resources, but that we have the experts that can address the issue.
So now back to these tax issues and spending issues. There's a movement out there right now to add to the tax reform package that was signed in December of 2017 by the president and would make those individual tax cuts permanent. I would guess that's something you're in favor of.
That's correct. We've been working hard to try and lock in those rates for individuals and for families and for small businesses. As you know, the corporate rate was locked in, but when the bill came back from the Senate, the other part of the legislation, the families and individuals and small businesses were not locked in, and that was just an issue they had with a requirement in the Senate rules. So we're trying to address it now and make sure that families have that same certainty that businesses have, and that small businesses have that same certainty as well. So this is something that we marked up yesterday and something that we'd like to take up on the floor when we go back at the end of September.
And that's, of course, very important. So these are all critical issues for the 8th Congressional District, of course. And here's something else on the horizon and not too far away is another spending bill is going to be put in place. And now I know this president's ahead of, you know, getting spending bill pieces in place faster than, in fact, more than 30 years that we've caught up. But the president said he would not sign anything like the previous spending bill, the $1.3 billion spending bill, which could trigger the possibility of a government shutdown. And I wonder, you know, you're running for reelection in a hotly contested race. Is that a concern to you at all?
Oh, absolutely. It's a concern. It's always a concern. The good news is that the Senate this time has actually done its work and has passed our budget bills, our appropriation bills. So the vast majority of our appropriation bills have been passed already, and we'll have a final budget appropriations bill to vote on. But it'll be nothing like the previous budgets, where the Senate did nothing with our appropriation bills, and we had to put them all into one bill at the last second to get them passed. It was a ridiculous effort, in my opinion, on behalf of the Senate. So we're in a better spot right now. I think we've got ourselves in a position where we can handle this and get it done in a responsible way.
And you're in a position where the economy, I mean, here in Michigan, we have more jobs available than people to fill. I mean, good jobs pay $15, $20, $30, $35 an hour.
Right.
So you must feel pretty good about that. Yeah, I'll give you the last word.
It's great news. We're seeing an economy where we had a situation where we had not enough jobs. Now we have too many jobs, which is exceptional. Our GDP is growing at record rates, lowest unemployment in record history. Everything is headed in the right direction, and we want to continue to do whatever we can to provide that environment where businesses can grow and prosper. And I think our biggest goal right now is to try and get these people trained so that we can fill these spots, get people off the sidelines, and get them back to work. But the good news is our economy's back up and running again, and we want to keep it going in that direction.
Congressman Mike Bishop, always a pleasure. Great having you here. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Obviously, as we head towards the election, I'll probably get a chance to talk to you a couple more times. Good luck out there. It's going to be a tough race, as we know, and we wish you the best.
Thank you, sir.
Good there you have it. Mike Bishop, everybody, Congressman for the 8th Congressional District here in Michigan. We'll be right back.